Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you plan your trip to the happiest place on earth without a travel agent, with your host, Samantha DeCastro-Corcoran. This is a disclaimer to remind you that I am not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or the Disneyland Resort in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and supportive in you planning your trip, and they're as accurate as possible on the date of publication, but things do change, so ensure you're double-checking and we are not responsible for any discrepancies. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Plan the Magic podcast. I'm your host, Samantha, and we are talking all about the lay of the land today. Disneyland in and of itself is pretty easy to navigate, I think. It can get a little confusing the first time you go, so I'm going to give you a lay of the land of the whole resort so you have a general idea of where things are, how to navigate your first trip, and make sure you're having the best time possible. Alright, so part of the reason I love Disneyland is due to a level of simplicity. It is not nearly as big as a lot of other resorts. I mean, Walt Disney World, I'm going to be honest, freaks me out a little bit with the amount of space between things and that you can't walk from place to place and all of that. But with Disneyland in California, you absolutely can do that. So Disneyland in California, the resort, is just off the I-5. It actually kind of borders on one side of the bunch of the hotels there. Harbor Boulevard is probably the biggest street that you will come to know when you're discussing your Disneyland trip. There is a full entrance on Harbor Boulevard, and arguably that's pretty much the main entrance for most people. Across the street on Harbor is where you'll find a lot of the Good Neighbor hotels, which we're going to be talking about in an upcoming podcast. So all of the hotels that are on Harbor Boulevard between Ball Road and Catella are essentially less than 10-minute walking distance to the resort entrance on that west side. So, east side of the park. So if you are staying on Harbor Boulevard, or if you're getting dropped off on Harbor Boulevard, there is a guest drop-off in that location as well. Or if you are coming from the Toy Story parking lot, which is an off-site parking lot, the buses also come from there on to that east entrance. So if we're facing the entrance, you walk in, the first thing you're going to come across is a canine tent. So they just have dogs there going back and forth. Unfortunately, you cannot pet them. They are the cutest puppies, though. But they are working, so you just have to walk on past them, and they're doing their job. And then after the canines, you will come up on security. The security goes the entire way. They will try to filter you, especially in the mornings, into certain lines to keep things going as busy as it's quite busy in the morning, obviously. Usually until around 10, 11, that's when things will slow down at security on the Harbor Boulevard exit or entrance. It's technically an exit too. So you'll go through security, and we're going to go through all this in a different podcast again, just like what to expect on your first visit. This is more of just like locations of things. You're going to go through the security tents, and then you will be in what is called the Esplanade, which is the space between Disneyland, Disney California Adventure, and what leads you into Downtown Disney. Once you've gone through that security on Harbor Boulevard, you are officially in the Disney bubble, which basically means you can go anywhere without needing to do security anymore until you exit again. So if we've just walked through security and we're facing down the way, to your right will be the entrance to Disneyland, and to your left will be the entrance to Disney California Adventure. If you were to continue walking straight, you would essentially continue down the avenue that is Downtown Disney, which we will get to in a second. So if we turn right towards Disneyland, and we're now facing the main Disneyland entrance, you will see multiple different turnstiles or entrances. Typically, human nature is to kind of head towards the right, so the lines on the right of the main gate tend to be a little bit longer in the mornings, so you can kind of gauge how the lines are looking, but go more towards the center slash to the left of the main gate when you're there in the morning before, like I said, around 10 o'clock. To the right of those turnstiles, before you enter the park, there's a couple of things you'll see. To the right is a relief area if you do have a service dog. You will also find the location for any stroller rentals or EBC or wheelchair usage rentals. So that is to the right of the turnstiles before you go in the park.
And to the left of the turnstiles, you will find your lost and found. There's some drinking fountains as well. You will find a photo pass concierge there. You will also find an ATM. And this is also where the lockers are located. So if you have luggage that you want to store, or anything that's too big to really kind of lug around the parks, there is locker storage just to the left of the turnstiles. You'll also find restrooms and AED there as well. And if you keep going to the left, there's kind of this like spiral little area that's got a bunch of picnic tables and stuff. So if you do bring your own food and you want to take a break outside of the park, you can put your cooler or something like that into one of the large lockers there, and then you can exit the park and have a snack or a meal in that little picnic area. Now, once you've gone through the turnstiles, you will be greeted with the Mickey, the floral Mickey, and then the Disneyland Railroad. There is a left and a right way to go under the train tracks there, and you'll enter into Town Square, walk down Main Street, and then you'll end up in what we call the Hub. This is where you'll find the partner statue, so the statue of Walt and Mickey in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle. And from here, the lands will spoke off. So from the going from the right to the left, Tomorrowland is first, and then there will be what they call the parade route, which is between the Tomorrowland entrance and the castle. Then you can go head to Fantasyland straight through the castle. And then around the left, or if we're going counterclockwise around the Hub, next will be Frontierland and then Adventureland. And then we're back on that Main Street drag there. If you want to get to New Orleans Square, Critter Country, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, or Toontown, those do not spoke off the Hub. You will need to travel through other lands to get there. Now, if we head back out to the Esplanade and turn our backs to Disneyland, we will be facing Disney California Adventure. This is the second park that was built and opened in 2001. And when we enter the turnstiles there, we will be on Buena Vista Street. Oh, I forgot to mention this. In Disneyland, on Main Street, about midway down, if you turn to the right, there will be a, there's lockers there as well. And if you go to the end where the corn dog cart is and turn right there, the first aid and the baby care center are there as well. So both parks have those options for you within that first strip when you enter. So if you need any assistance, or you have a baby, or you need a medication, or my husband's a type 1 diabetic, so he would actually sometimes, we would go there for him so he could do his insulin instead of like doing it in the open sort of thing. So they do have the first aid center, they've got nurses on staff, which is phenomenal, and they've got that available in both parks as well as Downtown Disney. So we've walked through the turnstiles into Buena Vista Street of DCA, and we're going to wander down the street. And you will come to Carthay Circle. So that's the big theater with the white tower you'll see there. There's a fountain. And then there's another Walt and Mickey statue as well you'll see off to your left. The first land you will see immediately to your left is going to be Hollywood Boulevard and Hollywoodland. If you kind of continue straight-ish, that will take you down the main strip down towards Adventures Campus, Cars Land, and all the way down to San Francisco Square and Pixar Pier. And then if you take an immediate right off of Buena Vista Street, you'll walk through Condor Flats, kind of wrap around Grizzly Peak, and then you'll end up in the Pixar Pier area as well. DCA is more of like a section of loops versus the like true hub and spoke situation of Disneyland. So it's a bit of a different layout, so don't feel like you're getting lost or confused. Cars Land is, it looks like a dead end, but there's not. There are two ways out at the end of it that will take you to Avengers Campus or San Francisco Square. Adventures Campus is connected to Cars Land and to Hollywood. You just kind of have to walk it and you'll figure it out. The Disneyland app does have maps, and they also still do have printed maps available in the parks. Now, if we're back out in the Esplanade, we're going to continue walking straight towards downtown Disney. Now, you'll notice some kiosks in the middle of the Esplanade. Those are true ticket kiosks, so you can technically still walk up to a kiosk that day and buy a ticket if they have available, if they have availability on the reservation calendar. You do still need to make reservations to go to Disneyland. They also have moved the DAS, so that's your Disability Accessibility Services. If you want DAS, which we can do more detailed, talk about that later, the application for that, which used to be in City Hall in Disneyland, it has now been moved out to the Esplanade. So if you are looking for a DAS pass and you need to do the interview, you are going to be looking for that in the kiosks in the Esplanade. All right, so we're walking towards downtown Disney. And as you enter, you'll start noticing a lot of different restaurants and stores. This is where the trams from the parkades will drop off. So if you park at the Mickey and Friends or Pixel Pals parking structures, you take a tram from those parking structures to downtown Disney and then walk into the Esplanade and into the parks. If you continue all the way down downtown Disney, you will come across the monorail station, which you can take into Disneyland if you have a reservation and a valid park pass. And then you will eventually leave the bubble. You will walk out past security, and then you can actually enter into any of the hotels. So there's the Disneyland Hotel, which is immediately at the end of downtown Disney. They've got a couple of restaurants and stuff down there. So if you want to go to Trader Sam's or Tangaroa Terrace, or you have a reservation at Goofy's Kitchen, those sorts of things, you do have to technically leave what we call the bubble to go to those, and then you'll have to go through security again to get back into the bubble if you're going back to the park or walking back to your hotel on Harbor. If you want to get to the Pixar Place Hotel, there is signage for that. That is the furthest hotel away from everything, but still on resort property. And then the Grand Californian is technically integrated into Disney California Adventure Park, but you do technically exit the bubble and go back into the bubble when you go in and out of the hotel. So if you decide you want to take a little break in the lobby of the Grand Californian, which I highly recommend, they have this beautiful big fireplace, tons of craftsman architecture, it's a beautiful lobby. You will exit out of the park. There is an entrance on the downtown Disney side, as well as you can actually enter straight into the hotel from within Disney California Adventure. You will exit out. You can go hang out in the lobby, go to one of the restaurants like Storytellers Cafe, those sorts of things. And then if you want to go back directly in to either California Adventure or back out into downtown Disney, you will have to do security again. So keep that in mind. Security is pretty... It's basically airport security before the x-ray machines. So you walk through metal detectors, they do a bag search. It's not super invasive. We will talk about that on the next episode when we talk about what to expect on your first visit. But overall, that's kind of a general lay of the land of the Disneyland Resort. If you want to talk a little bit more about what the difference is between Disneyland and DCA, you can keep on listening. So Disneyland is the original park. This is the park that Walt planned. This is the park that he walked the streets. This is the park that Magic Kingdom, Disneyland Paris, Tokyo Disney, all of those original parks with the castle and the central hub are based on. This is the OG. So this is the park to the right when you walk through the Harbor Boulevard entrance after security. This is that very classic when we think of a Disney park. This is kind of the blueprint for them all. It's definitely got a level of magic that's a bit different than you'll feel over at DCA. It's a little bit more of that traditional Disney feeling. There isn't another way to describe it. You'll feel it when you get there. It's got its own level of classic traditional Disney magic, and I absolutely adore that about that park. If you have a child that loves like the princesses and the fairy tale and that aspect of things. Of course, if you have a Star Wars fan, they're gonna like Disneyland because that's where Galaxy's Edge is located. And if that's kind of the feeling that you or your kids are after, that's going to be the park that you're probably going to have a preference for. However, it is a different vibe than California Adventure. So if we head over the Esplanade, we head into DCA. This is more of what I'd almost describe as like, if Disneyland is your childhood, DCA is for like teenagers and adults. Not that it's all for all of us, but that's kind of the vibe. So, for example, in Disneyland, it's just been recent that you could order alcoholic beverages at sit-down restaurants. Before, there was not a drop of alcohol allowed in the Disneyland park. Whereas over in DCA, they have breweries that you can, like there's kiosks that just serve beer and you can walk around with open alcohol, and it's just a different kind of like more of a party vibe. When they have festivals like Food and Wine, it's a really happening place. It's definitely, it's not Epcot, but it's got more of that vibe, like the World Showcase type vibe in it. It doesn't have as much to do in regards to attractions, especially if you're thinking like e-ticket roller coaster type of things. In that case, like using Lightning Lane is kind of a given when you're in DCA because you're the competition is just higher because there's less to do. The bigger rides are like your Incredicoaster, your Guardians of the Galaxy, which used to be Hollywood Tower of Terror, Goofy Sky School, those sorts. Obviously, Radiator Springs Racers. How can I forget that? And that's like your big rides, and those waits are always going to be long, and you just kind of have to deal with that. That being said, because there's not a lot to do in DCA in regards to attractions, it's easily done in a day or less if you're planning ahead and being smart with it. Disneyland, I would want to give a little more time for. There's a lot of detail and hidden little things that you can kind of lose yourself in at Disneyland. There is some of that in DCA, but there's definitely less of it. So that's kind of my opinion on the differences between the two. They're both enjoyable. My preference is Disneyland. Not that I don't like popping into DCA for, you know, food, hitting Incredicoaster. Little Mermaid is always a good time. That was my favorite movie growing up, so I absolutely love that the attraction is in there. And if you're kids or you are big Pixar fans, Pixar is very, 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 very heavily favored in DCA. There really isn't a ton of that in Disneyland. That is more for the traditional Disney animation type of IPs and those sorts of things. You do see crossover, but not a ton. For lack of a better term, DCA is the Pixar park. Disneyland is the OG Disney animation park. So those are kind of the little differences between the two. And yeah, so that's the lay of the land. That's kind of a general overview of the resort. In the next episode, we're actually going to go through what to expect if it's your very first time visiting the Disneyland Resort and what to be prepared for. If you loved the magic of this episode, it would mean the world if you liked, subscribed, and left a review on whatever platform you are listening on. It helps the podcast reach other Disneyland lovers like you and me. For more, follow me on Instagram at plan.b.magic.disneyland, and we'll see you next time.